Hello, everyone. Welcome to Blood Rituals. So, as you've noticed just by the title and by the description of this episode, it's not really an episode. I'm actually opting out of recording one. Well, an entire episode, I guess, is considered an episode, but I'm opting out of recording an entire episode for this week because I wanted to just say a few words that I want to leave for you guys to marinate on over the next week or so, because there's just so much shit going on in our world right now, and there's so much shit going on with our president and with everyone's moral disposition on the whole war against race and whatnot, and I just feel like it's important to take a step back and try to let everyone else try to decipher how they feel about all of this shit, with my opinion thrown into the mix as well, because, you know, this isn't a political podcast. This is a podcast about philosophy, religion, and the occult. So obviously my say isn't, I'm not really like justified in saying a whole lot on the subject. However, I have been talking a lot about racial equality, racial attitudes, built from the point of us being children up to our present day mindset. And I think it would be beneficial to at least express my personal opinion on this shit, besides like my whole outburst on the last episode. In regards to the Black Lives Matter movement, I just want to say that I understand, just like Ashton Kutcher said, I understand that many of you have the greatest intentions by trying to spread the All Lives Matter phrase around instead of just Black Lives Matter. And I only say this because I talked to my mom about this. And even though she might be sort of racist, I don't really know how to gauge that whole thing. Well, I do, but you know what I mean? With my own mom, it's kind of hard because I understand all of her experiences and whatnot. So even though she might be partially inclined to be more empathetic towards our personal race, she is one of the most kind-hearted, genuine people that I've ever met in my entire life. And she's trying to say that, you know, all human life should be accounted for. And you can't single out Black lives because all lives matter. Like, every single life matters. You can't just say that Black lives matter. That's what she says. And while I do agree with that standpoint, I'm also inclined to explain why the Black Lives Matter movement is happening right now. Why people are specifically saying Black lives as opposed to like Native American lives or Mexican lives, because, you know, those groups are also oppressed. Those groups have always been oppressed by all of us, as well as, you know, Asians. Like, we could say Asian lives matter, but we are saying specifically that Black lives matter because, like Ashton Kutcher said, even though all lives matter to you and me, all lives don't always matter to everybody else. So in this instance, us saying that, like, us individually, like, me and you individually, by us actually saying that Black lives specifically matter to us, we're letting those who won't vocalize the fact that they appreciate Black lives realize that we do. We're vocalizing the fact that we specifically want, like, we want rights to be provided and protected for Black individuals specifically, because, like, this has been an issue ever since the beginning of time. Like, we have never given Black individuals in America their full set of rights without any sort of strings attached. It's really shitty that we haven't been able to go through this whole process and that we have to kind of, like, train Black people to act a certain way in the face of authority and in the face of strangers in order to feel safe and in order to feel like they can live without fear of being attacked or being arrested or just simply being seen as a threat. And, you know, white privilege, that is another thing that we sort of need to talk about. it's not about the fact that white people are privileged because they're white. Like, of course, that is part of the reason, but the privilege goes even further than that. It's more about the fact that I've never gotten pulled over and wondered whether or not I'm going to have to be accused of possibly, like I can't even think of a possibility that's relevant right now, but essentially, I don't have to worry about getting arrested if I get pulled over. I don't have to worry about being attacked or being searched or anything like that. I don't even have to worry about my life possibly being lost just by being pulled over and possibly offending the officer and influencing an altercation to be arisen just because I voiced something that didn't come across correctly. Like, I've never had to think about my actions, my language, my image, anything like that in terms of actually surviving, except for when I go to the club wearing fucking stripper shorts or something like that. Like, I never have to worry about my public safety just being involved with a police officer whatsoever. I've never had to worry about that. And that is a privilege to me because I am a small white American 23 year old. It's one of those things where I can just live my life and not have to worry about anything. And black people don't have the same luxury. Getting pulled over whenever you're black, it's sort of like one of those things where you're trained to put your hands on the dashboard. You're trained to make sure that your hands are visible at all times so that the officer doesn't think that you're trying to pull any weapons out. And also, it's just one of those things where you have to think about the fact that maybe the policeman will be they might discriminate against me and I might have to defend myself in court. And that's why it's just so stupid, because there's so many things that go on in a person's life whenever you're black every single day that aren't discussed with every single person in the entire planet because how can you get across all these minute little actions that have been passed down from generation to generation? It's like there is an entire lifestyle built around being black that we don't even care about until recently. And it's because until recently, people have been biting their tongues and trying to just like move forward through all this injustice and just live their life without fighting for their actual rights from the government. Of course, there have always been groups of people fighting for rights from the government for people that are black. That's why the Black Lives Matter movement has been around for a while. However, let's try our best to carry this movement as far as we possibly can. Like, of course, I don't advise people to loot shit. But you know what I mean? Like, this movement is huge right now because this is the biggest movement we've ever seen regarding civil rights. Like, this whole entire movement took place in 50 states, took place in more than 18 countries. So around the world and around our entire country, millions of people participated. And it shows that not just America, but the entire fucking world is worried about black people's lives in America specifically, because so many people are abusing their power and hurting them just because they can. And people are not getting their God-given fucking rights. Like, per the Constitution, they're not getting their God-given rights that are given by law, because as a society and as a nation, we've just neglected to make sure that that's done. We've neglected a whole entire race of people and many more. And this is the only way that we're going to be able to make sure that it never happens again. Like, of course, slavery ended forever ago, but this just goes to show that a little bit more effort needs to take place. We need to really fight for what we believe in this time. And we need to fight for a leader that we actually believe in. I know a lot of you might support Trump and you might fucking hate me, but ever since I found out that Trump was involved with a rape case, or excuse me, a molestation case with somebody who's 13 years old, and it was involving Jeffrey Epstein, who is obviously proven to be a huge pedophile and a huge figure in the trafficking, like, I guess it's a, not corporation, but a whole trafficking, like, enterprise. He was the hugest person whenever it came to rich people, whenever it came to well-renowned celebrities and royalty. Like, fucking Bill Clinton and Trump have both been involved with this man. And I just gotta say that if you don't support Trump, if you don't support him fucking molesting 13-year-olds with somebody, and if you don't support him actually hanging out with a child molester in general, like, that should give us a fucking hint that something's going on, then say something. And if you're sitting here saying that, oh, he wouldn't be in office if this were true, my sexual assaulter, the person that actually assaulted me, isn't in jail. The person that assaulted my cousin isn't in jail. The person that assaulted my best friend isn't in jail. Never was in jail. None of these people have ever been in jail. None of these people have ever, like, seen the light of actual justice in terms of, like, actually owning up to their responsibilities. And we're the only evidence there is, like, our bodies. That's it. And it still wasn't enough. So if you want to sit here and say that Trump would be, like, he wouldn't be president if this were true, think again, because all of those people that I just mentioned didn't have a cent to their fucking name, and they still got away with what they did to me and my friends. They got away with harming our entire fucking lives, changing our perception of life, and, you know, nobody did anything about it. And if that could happen with a fucking nobody, I'm pretty sure that Donald Trump can get away with it. With all the fucking money that he has, with all the fucking resources he has, all the people and connections that he has regarding these fucking tiny ass children. Yeah, I fucking believe it. And if you don't believe me, then whatever. You can keep listening to my podcast, but I'm not going to sit here and support somebody who is obviously only motivated to influence our economy and not our moral standing as a country. Like, yeah, I understand that fucking the economy is what helps us stay, like, a country. Like, I know that we would probably get taken over by somebody if we didn't have a strong economy. However, not having a strong moral background, or sorry, a strong moral backbone, will break us down even more, because we'll just be fighting against each other. So, this is a really emotional topic for me, but I'm gonna end this here because, like I said, I just wanted to voice my opinion, let you guys marinate on your own opinions for the next week or so, and I want all of us to really try and be there for one another and to hear the voices that are being shared amongst every single community regarding this issue, because this is a huge fucking battle that we're all fighting. And whether it be the battle against race against racism, or it be the battle against ignorance, or the battle against miscommunication, we're all fighting the same battles. We're all in the same storm, but we're all in different boats, and we need to make sure that we're all trying really hard to meet one another in the middle so that we can understand one another's perceptions on things. So, fucking, if you hear anything racist, strike it down and try to help people see a different point of view. Like, this is a turning point in our history, and this is a turning point for all of us personally and communally. Community-wise, I don't even know how to talk because this is hard. Like, I just want everything to start being better, and I want all of us to learn something from this movement as opposed to just pretending like it never happened. So, thank you guys. If you're looking to donate any money as opposed to showing up to any of the protests, which I strongly recommend you do. And also, if you live in Reno, there's a protest every fucking day. And another one for Fallon, I think it is. You'll have to check on that. But, or Fernley, I'm not exactly sure. But there is a protest every single day here in Reno, like by our like whole city hall area. But if you're looking to donate, the George Floyd Memorial Fund, that's at gofundme.com/F/George Floyd. If you're looking to donate to the Minnesota Freedom Fund, you just have to Google it and you can find that as well. Same goes for Black Visions Collective. They focus on Black, trans, queer, all of that type of stuff. It's an organization that protects, you know, that. And they're committed to dismantling systems of oppression and violence and shifting the public narrative to create transformative long-term change. That's pretty much the huge goal that we're going for anyway with this whole movement. But if you donate to them specifically, it does help. Reclaim the Block, that's a coalition that advocates for and invests in community-led safety initiatives in Minneapolis neighborhoods. So that's connected to Minneapolis. Campaign Zero is an online platform and organization that utilizes research-based policy solutions to end police brutality in America. And then Unicorn Riot. This shit is very interesting, and I think that you should take a look. It's a nonprofit organization that is dedicated to exposing root causes of dynamic social and environmental issues. Unicorn Riot, Abe Lincoln's Top Hat, that podcast, as well as, I can't remember the name of it right this second. If you look at Sinisterhood's podcast, they ended up like leaving their whole entire week open as well to introduce this other podcast. I fucking want to shoot myself because I can't remember. But if you listen to Abe Lincoln's Top Hat and Unicorn Riot, they update you consistently on this issue, and it's very fucking influential. Abe Lincoln's Top Hat has Ben Kissel in it from Last Podcast on the Left, and he usually has a very intriguing guest with him. The whole entire episode on MAGA Night was beautiful. So anyway, if you're looking to donate, there are all your fucking options. There are plenty more, but you can also look at different artists as well. Many artists in our community, especially in Reno, are doing some works that are sending all of the like donations over to these random, well, not random, but they're sending them over to these specific organizations to help fund them. Kelsey Rowling, if you look her up, her username is KELSEY1786622. Yeah, I know it sounds fucking ridiculous. But if you look her up on Instagram or just go to her website, krollingarts.com, she is selling a shit ton of very empowering art, and she's donating it all. Like, she's donating all of her proceeds over to the Micah Taylor Fund. So I would definitely recommend checking that out if you want some beautiful art in response to your beautiful donation. Anyway, that's all I really have to say on this subject, and I truly hope it helps some of you guys out there. You know what? While I'm at it, I might as well just say all these people's names. Ahmed Arbery, you know? I'm going to mention every fucking name that I know of that has contributed to this huge fear and this huge racial war at hand right this second. The people that were affected. George Floyd, Ahmed Arbery, Christian Cooper, Breonna Taylor, Tatiana Jefferson, Katherine Johnson, Anthony Hill, Kevin Davis, Walter Scott, Jordan Davis, Renisha McBride, Philando Castile, Tamir Rice, Sandra Bland, Trayvon Martin, Oscar Grant, The Charleston Nine, John Crawford, Alton Sterling, Nicholas Thomas, Amado Diallo, Eric Gamer, and George Gamer, I'm pretty sure. I'm like reading this poster of everyone's names that, well, not everyone, but a huge handful of names that have contributed to this huge rage that's fucking surging through America right now. If you look into any of those cases as well, it'll do you some good. Just putting this out here in case anyone was wondering who else everyone is concerned about as of right now. And if you're not already, please follow the Breonna Taylor case. It's really fucking interesting, and we need to make sure that there's justice for this woman. Most importantly, guys, speak your truth, stand your ground, but don't break your back trying to carry wisdom over to others, okay? Just do your best to do your best while all of this shit is happening. I love you, stay safe, and please do your best not to put yourself in any dangerous situation in the upcoming weeks, and try to protect everyone around you. Just fucking do your best, guys. Be careful. And remember, Black lives do fucking matter. They do fucking matter.